Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here and for taking the time to listen in. I do appreciate you so very, very much. We have just recently started a series on authority, and on today's episode, we're talking all things splenic authority. The splenic authority is really quite magical because it involves making decisions which are based on instantaneous intuitive hits. It's like having a sixth sense, because your spleen is the strongest part of your human design chart, and that's the part of your body that rules instinct. So those with a splenic authority have immediate resonance and recognition with something or someone and have an inner knowing of whether it's healthy for them or not. And again, that is due to that strong instinct which comes from the spleen. Our spleen is a super intelligence which taps us into our alert system and supports us to choose the correct environments, the correct direction, to choose opportunities that are safe and advantageous for us, and also determines which ones are not. As a splenic authority, it is all about your inner knowing. What do you just know that's right for you? What do you just know that is not right for you? Unlike the voice of the mind, your spleen is not rational and can't make sense of it. It's intuition in the truest sense of the word. If you can explain it, you have probably gone into the head and it's not the spleen. So really getting in tune with those hits or pings or the beep beep beeps or whatever you would like to call them, but when those messages drop into your lap and bypass your brain completely and work faster than your conscious mind, that is your splenic authority at work. We have been taught to make decisions in this world based on what is predictable, that knowing all of the facts first is important, that you need logic and reasoning, or that you always need to be able to justify or explain your decisions. But the splenic instinct can't be explained. It just says what it needs to say, and then it's gone. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone, and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. If you are a splenic authority and if you feel something you can't make sense of, this is definitely the voice of the spleen. And this is most likely where I'm going to get myself into a little bit of hot water, but I do want to say we need to start trusting that as teachers and educational leaders, sometimes we just know, without the research, without the data, and without the evidence. And this is even more relevant for the splenic authority teachers and educational leaders. And I imagine how hard it must be for a teacher or educational leader with a splenic authority who, when called to make decisions, may really struggle in such a data-driven industry. We really have moved away from truly trusting ourselves as professionals and have become so disconnected from ourselves and our innate wisdom. Coming back into trust with your intuition and trusting the ease of that inner knowing may take some time. This is about experimenting with getting in tune with your inner whispers and knowing that the spleen is always talking to you, and be okay with that hit or ping or the beep, 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 and knowing that it might change, that the moment may come, new information may come, but the spleen will always give you that quick response of what is right and what is not. So some helpful prompts that might help reconnect you with your splenic authority. When have you listened to your intuition and inner knowing to make a decision? When have you overridden it and what happened? And what does it feel like in your body when you make an intuitive decision? As always, remember there is no right or wrong or good or bad in human design, only what is correct for you, and that changes from person to person. If this all feels really new to you, you don't have to trust your authority overnight. Test it out on small things first, build up evidence, and see how it supports you in real life. It's all about that continual connection and feedback piece back to yourself. And with that, we've come to the end of our time together today. I really do hope that you enjoyed today's episode on the splenic authority. As always, if you would like to message me and share your experiences, reflections, and observations, or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the very next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.